And Hillary Clinton should have gotten the message when Bernie Sanders won the state of Michigan. That should have been that should have been alarm bells, because I can tell you.
Well, the alarm bells sounded, and they said, well, we got to stop this guy no matter what it takes. And the emails actually prove that. But we're not allowed to look at the content of the emails because Russia.
Okay,
Russia,
let's get on that one, because they said, oh, Comey said that we're looking at the emails, right? And that's why she lost. This is the great one of the great myths. Is if it weren't for David Comey saying, James Comey, saying that we're looking again at Hillary's emails and her misconduct, she would have won. First of all, you were in Detroit. I was in Ohio and Detroit and these other states, swing states. I didn't hear any auto workers talk about James Comey. I doubt if they even knew who the fuck this guy is, even now. Now, the second thing is, and they didn't care about that. The second thing is screwing Bernie. The University of Wisconsin did a study. About 50,000 students didn't vote in Wisconsin. Trump won the state by 29,000. 50,000 people said we're not voting because Bernie's not on the ballot. Now, you may say that's stupid. They got to be crazy to let Trump win. I'm not talking about what was good or smart or stupid. What I'm talking about is the fact that 50,000 voters got so turned off by what happened to Bernie Sanders that they didn't vote, mostly students out of Madison. That was the margin in Wisconsin. That got close enough to steal. Now, you know why? Because you can say, oh, they got the emails from that said that the Democratic Party was screwing Bernie Sanders. They could have said that, you know, they've never said, it came from Putin. A WikiLeaks got it from Putin or something like that. Who cares if it came from the Russians? Putin didn't write those emails.
No, he didn't.
Julian Assange of WikiLeaks didn't write those emails. Those are written by the chieftains of the Democratic Party. And by the way, that's a felony crime, because when you collect money for the party, you're allowed to give almost $250,000 to a political party in an election year, but only $2,700 to a candidate. So if you're using the party to basically launder donations to a single candidate, which is what they were doing to Hillary Clinton, you've now committed a felony crime. These people should be in jail. And instead they're saying, oh, there goes Elvis. Oh, there's Putin. Putin provided the evidence. I'm sorry, he didn't write those emails.